This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Supreme Court upheld Ohio's law allowing that a state may kick people off the rolls if they skip a few elections and fail to respond to a notice from state election officials. Vote was 5-4 with the more conservative justices in the majority. The resignation of Bishop Juan Barros and of two other bishops in Chile is a remarkable reversal for Pope Francis. Only months ago, the Chilean scandal represented an enormous threat to the Pope's credibility. Now, abuse victims and their advocates express hope that a new era is beginning in which bishops and the church hierarchy will be held accountable for covering up and ignoring abuse. According to one study, 42% of exonerated juveniles had falsely confessed, compared to 8% of adults. Home to the largest population of Jews in Europe before World War II, Poland has more property that was stolen during the war and nationalized in its aftermath than any other nation. Poland is also the only country in Europe that has never designed a reparations plan. Now one is under debate, but seems to exclude all Holocaust survivors. Kanye West's new album, Ye, is his 8th in a row to reach number one on Billboard's chart, tying a record of consecutive chart toppers that is held only by the Beatles and Eminem. With a new populist government in power, Italy turned away a ship carrying 600 migrants. The search and rescue ship then headed for Spain, which agreed to accept them. Supreme Court, in a 4-4 deadlock, let stand a lower court's order that the state of Washington make billions of dollars worth of repairs to roads that had damaged their salmon harvest and contributed to population lost, particularly in the Squamish Indian tribe. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has overruled an immigration judge and narrowed the path for immigrants to appeal for asylum by eliminating personal violence like domestic abuse as a reason for the request. Education Secretary DeVos reinstated an accrediting organization for colleges, even though it was failing in the steps required to improve, and allowed predatory practices at two for-profit colleges. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.